John Walker Lind, the 20-year-old American who was caught fighting with the Taliban in Afghanistan, has been charged with conspiring to kill Americans and helping foreign terrorist organizations. The charges do not include treason, nor do they carry the death penalty. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
John Walker Lind created a huge sensation when he surfaced from a prison basement in Mazar-i Sharif, Afghanistan. Soon, he will create a sensation in an American courtroom. Today, the Justice Department announced it's charging Walker with four criminal counts. The first is for allegedly conspiring to kill Americans. There are two counts of providing material support and resources to terrorist organizations. And finally, there's a count for engaging in prohibited transactions with the Taliban. Attorney General John Ashcroft.
The complaint alleges Walker knowingly and purposely allied himself with certain terrorist organizations with terror, that he chose to embrace fanatics, and his allegiance to those fanatics and terrorists never faltered, not even with the knowledge that they had murdered thousands of his countrymen.
Ashcroft said the charges filed against Walker are based on statements Walker made to the FBI voluntarily after his Miranda rights had been read to him. Walker has not requested a lawyer, Ashcroft said, although his parents have hired one. And seeming to anticipate the objection that Walker was caught in a war that happened upon him when he was already in Afghanistan, Ashcroft said that Walker admitted he knew Osama bin Laden had ordered the September 11th attacks.
But even after September the 11th, with full knowledge of the thousands dead in the United States and Al-Qaeda's responsibility for those deaths, the complaint states that Walker continued to fight for the Taliban against American interests.
Ashcroft said that Walker met with bin Laden 3 to 5 times, and once, Ashcroft quoted Walker as saying, bin Laden thanked him for taking part in the jihad. Ashcroft alleged that Walker trained in an Al-Qaeda camp for 7 weeks, training in weapons, explosives, and battlefield combat. There was some debate whether Walker would be charged with treason. Ashcroft explained that treason is very difficult to prove. You need to have a confession in open court or the testimony of 2 witnesses to each overt act. Prosecutors don't appear to have that evidence yet, although Ashcroft did say the department is continuing to investigate. He left open the possibility that more charges may be added later. John Walker enjoyed a privileged upbringing in California. He converted to Islam at age 16. Ashcroft said it was a puzzle why Walker's faith led him to fight with the Taliban and train with Al-Qaeda.
We may never know why he turned his back on our country and our values, but we cannot ignore that he did. Youth is not absolution for treachery, and personal self-discovery is not an excuse to take up arms against one's country.
Walker is likely to be transferred to law enforcement soon. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.